This is Aisle Drop, where we ponder the eternal question of our time.
Why are people like that on the internet?
We're trying to figure out.
But sometimes we get so upset by it all that we just can't take it. And that's why we say Aisle Drop. I'm Maria.
And I'm Maggie. And here's what's making us drop this week. Hi.
Hi. Oh my God, this is so crazy.
I'm not even sorry. Like, we can't do the whole apology thing it back. Again. It just happened.
It happened.
Life happens.
We just had to drop the best I'll drop episode of all time and then dip for 11 months. Like, sometimes it just be like
inspirations
that.
Inspiration strikes, and we actually don't have any say in when it strikes.
That's the beautiful thing about this podcast is that it's really organic.
It's an art. We follow the muse.
And that's what people don't talk about is that podcasting is art, unfortunately.
People act like it's just a side project. It's just another income stream.
No.
Not us.
It's our passion. It's our life journey. Work. We bleed. Sound.
So anyway, so when the podcast wants to happen, the podcast happens.
And that's time. Is now.
Okay. Hey.
Surprise. Bet you didn't think you'd see us again or whatever the meme is.
Yeah.
Surprise,
bet
bitch.
Bet you didn't think that you'd see us again. We've been talking about this for weeks.
Years.
It's crazy that, like, we've had this podcast for
almost 3 years. Guys, Maggie and I live together now.
Yeah.
Life update.
That's gonna be huge. And we've only lived together 2 months? Like 2 or 3 months. Yeah. So it really hasn't been that long. So that's another excuse.
So this is the excuse portion of the podcast.
Yeah.
We always like to open it up that way.
It's crazy. We're just hopping on the mic. We don't really have an agenda.
We literally decided to forego an agenda and go off the dome
because
Maggie and I have been having like a really funny content week this week.
Yeah, like, we text all the time, just like funny shit.
That's actually has been really surprising to people in my life is that we still text nonstop.
Yeah, when we're both here,
the same like or the same apartment, different rooms, and
because it's text. Like, I'm what am I gonna do, like walk my phone over and laugh together? It's like it's just a better experience for each of us if we can look on our own screen.
Yeah, so the internet has been doing really well this week.
Yeah,
just like
it's crazy. So like we started Aisle Drop because we were so activated by all the dumb shit, mostly so around Bachelor, but also like
in general.
Yeah, like the trends people were doing on Instagram at the beginning of COVID, like draw a Karen.
Don't be offended if I didn't tag you, classic.
Don't be offended. But then like for me, I've talked about this, like I realized like, okay, it's not sustainable to like have this strong of a reaction
totally.
To all this shit. So I like reevaluated my relationship with the internet. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of offline from those things for like a year and a half. But I was still on like Reddit and Snapchat where you can't really, I mean, you can get to some fucked up places. But for some reason, when it's not people you know,
it feels better.
Yeah. And I mean, like, when I get to a fucked up place on the internet, I'm always like, wow, I need to like not do that again, you know, or at least like I don't do that like multiple nights a week or multiple days a month even.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to control and it's just less activating when it's not people you know. But now I'm back on both of them. How about you?
I think like nothing much has really changed from the last time we did one of these little check-ins. Like, I mostly delete Instagram on the weekdays and I re-download on the weekends. I'm like, I check Reddit more for like TV shows. Mm. I block and mute on Twitter now, which has made Twitter a lot more fun.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like I've had like a better time, and I've been able to like hone in on the muscle, or like flex the muscle of like not getting mad at stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Which is, and just being,
yeah, like, I used to not be able to do that.
And now I'm just like, lol, these people are stupid.
Yeah. You're like,
bye.
Oh, look, people are getting mad about this.
Yeah. And then it's like, if I'm mad about it, then I'll text you, but it kind of doesn't go much further than that. But it just feels like people are acting up again, but in a way that's not like toxic or like infuriating, in a way that's just like, oh my God. Like
every adult has realized how fucked up their relationship with all this stuff is. It feels
like. Yeah, it's like so baked into like how we, it's so baked into like how we talk about everything.
Yeah, just like back to the Hellscape app is literally, yeah, just like a common thing to say about Twitter now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do and you think like, Twitter's gonna die?
No, it's like it's been going strong. I really feel like it's not anytime soon, at least.
Everyone's,
I feel
like, on there talking about it like it's the end.
If people keep doing the goodbye post, and this is so like whatever, but like people keep being like, well, I guess you can find me on Instagram and wherever you blah blah blah, and it's like they're still logging on every day. So I'm like, what was that? What's this for? Who is this for?
I know, it's funny to think like, what will we look back on this era as, like when we just all thought it was gonna go away?
It feels like
people are taking like a principled stance.
Yeah,
against like, Elon Musk, okay. I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like every tech company is owned by a crazy guy. Like, I guess it's just like a little bit inconsistent, IMO, but I get it. Whatever.
I don't know what the moral stance, like, I don't really, like, what is the most consistent feeling people have against Elon Musk? Like, not that I don't have negative feelings like about him, but like, as for the people leaving, like, do you know what they're specifically, just because he's mismanaging the company?
Yeah.
And like running it into the ground a little bit?
Yeah. And because he's like a crazy guy and just like, you know, like not taking.
Jack Dorsey. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just like so much more volatile with Elon Musk.
And he's
much
like,
more
he's like an evil, evil
cartoon.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like the people that left have left. So now it's just like whoever's left, and they're just like, I feel like everyone's kind of like partying a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. It just feels like
everyone like mostly knows it's not that deep.
Yeah.
For parents sure. aren't home vibes. And it's like, I take that back. Like, not everyone, like, mm-hmm. there's people still taking everything like so seriously on Twitter.
And I think I've just like, I don't come across as many people like that. It's like now I see it like 2 to 3 degrees removed, where like I see the discourse about the discourse about the discourse. And then I have to like investigate to see like what the hell people are even talking about. But
it's so exhausting.
I've clarified my timeline a little bit.
Me too. I definitely have like been intentional. I mean, I just got back on Instagram. Like, I've been on Twitter for longer. I find Instagram extremely boring these days.
It's really boring.
It's really boring.
Although this is,
I
like,
don't know why.
I feel like people
are they not showing me my friends? Like, are my friends posting or no one's posting?
I don't think anyone's posting. So then it's like showing you, like,
it's weird.
Sponsored posts, reels. It is. It does feel really weird. I'm just like, what is this place? And I'm not gonna get on TikTok. So it's just,
I just
like,
don't I, even I, want to open that can of worms.
It's like, I just can't download the app that's made to get you addicted. You know, like, it's like, I have enough problems.
I was literally watching a video about this today, and it was like TikTok's like entire interface is based around retention. It's like,
yeah,
everything is designed to make you endless scroll.
It literally never ends.
Which it's obviously hell. Obviously Instagram and Twitter are too, but like, the last thing we need is a more engaging content of like, yeah, video.
And then it's like an algorithm so tailored to you that it like finds exactly what you want, so you never stop watching. Like, I can't do that.
There was a study that like teenagers are so much more likely to go look up information on TikTok than Google.
That's crazy.
And it's like Google is far from perfect. So like, it's scary. Like, I don't think that they have any skills on identifying misinformation.
That's really true. And it's like TikToks are just like a person being like, here's what you need to know about them.
Yeah.
And then it's like pointing at the text or being like green screen and these pointing are signs at the background of this. And self-diagnosing. And
I was just watching this video, like that guy I sent you, and he was talking about how there's like a big rise in like story time style videos on TikTok where women will be like, I was almost trafficked. I was almost kidnapped.
Okay, Terno Mojo.
I know. He literally talked about how she like started this and like, yeah. And then like she actually tells the story and it's really, there's not really much information to suggest that that was going to happen. It's like being a woman is very scary. You're always nervous that could happen, 100%. Like, you know, you keep your head on a swivel, especially in New York. Like, it's not that it's not, like, these people weren't, like, very scared. But, like, the video he cited was this girl who was at Walmart. And this guy was looking at her. And then she, like, looked at him and he, like, kept, he didn't break eye contact. So it's, like, kind of creepy. He just kept staring at her. And then she said his weight shifted and I bolted across the store. That was it.
It's not a story.
And she literally like opened the story with like, I almost got trafficked at Walmart.
Literally Tana
Mojo. And people are like, I don't know if you actually almost got trafficked. It's like, first of all, it's like, why are we even here? Why are we here in the first place? Why is this debate happening here? But people are commenting and being like, I'm not sure if this is like, this is not really a way that people are commonly trafficked. Like, I don't, there's not much in the story that suggests like what the person, the police actually investigated it. Like,
oh my God,
the police were called like, cause her TikTok went so off that the police like went to, I mean, who knows what the police know, obviously, yeah. But, and they like, the guy was just like a weird guy just like doing nothing at Walmart, and people were commenting and being like, I don't really know if you actually got trafficked. And people were like, don't harass, don't bully, don't gaslight, like, oh, if anyone God. Doubted anything.
I think it's like the critical thinking and nuance is like gone from TikTok, which is crazy because you, I don't know, it's like you'd think that like on an app like Twitter where everything is like short and text based, that's like more where that could happen, but it feels like people
take like, things with a grain of salt now on Twitter at least.
But like on TikTok it feels like maybe it's because you're seeing a person with a face, you're like, well, they said it, so it's this person talking about their experience, so it's true.
Yeah, because they know. Like, not everyone's like that good of a liar or an actor,
but it's,
I mean,
like,
it's just because like people like they just say whatever they want about how they're feeling and then they all just like egg each other on, you know?
And every feeling is stated as fact. Nothing is ever stated as like everyone is like a cultural commentator, everyone is a trend forecaster. Yes. And everyone is like
the fucking aesthetic thing.
Yeah, oh my God, warm girls,
frazzled English women. They're not joking.
I know,
like, I'm gonna wear a scarf and like a jacket over a shirt and like I'm being Keira Knightley in
it's
Love
so,
Actually.
It's like so fucking cringe to me. Like, it's so like, I'm like, do you hear yourself?
That's the thing. Like, remember when it was embarrassing to do stuff on the internet? Like,
yeah.
Everything that was embarrassing.
I feel like we've circled back to like.
Have we talked about this?
No. I think we.
Oh, in culture.
Yeah. We've just like circled back to being embarrassing online and like. Literally what we talked about in our first episode, like chain mail, like yeah. Chain forward email, forward
ever
emails.
Since COVID, like
our brains have regressed,
yeah, and like become hive mind with the internet.
Yeah.
It's like we thought it was bad before, but like
I feel like there's like a 1 trillion articles about like how we need community, but and it's like maybe it's like people think that community is finding like-minded idiots on the internet. Like, what?
It's just so sad because I'm just like, that's not, that should be a substitute if you can't get the real thing. Like, that yeah. should never, it's really sad to me that there's people that think that that's, like, as good as it gets with, like, community and relationships.
Yeah, I guess it's just, like, and it's not just teens, because there's adults on there, too. So, it's, like, guys. Like, yeah. I just want to, like, shake everyone.
We were saying, we've said, like, bring shame back. Like,
I fully believe in bringing shame back.
Remember, like,
hashtag bring shame back.
I mean, I'm not by any means, like, anti-influencer, obviously. Right. But, like, this is just an example that's coming to mind. Remember when it was embarrassing to, like, walk around yes! filming yourself?
Maggie just did, like, a high angle, like, selfie. Duck face selfie circa 2010.
Yeah.
It was, and now that's how everyone takes photos. Like, you can't walk outside. And I mean, it's like, you know, it's like harmless, but yeah. it's like interesting that.
In that concerts, like it yes. used to be like kind of a party foul to be filming the whole time. But now it's yeah. like everyone's filming the whole time.
It's like that Steve Lacy concert in New York. Did you see that photo?
Smashed her phone.
No. There was just that. But there was a photo of like everyone. Someone took a photo of everyone filming, and it was yeah. literally like a crowd full of phones. And it's like such a boomer.
He said, like, oh my God, he's pissed that one song went viral on TikTok.
I bet.
Because that's his whole album is so good. But right. who's coming to his show are TikTok kids teens. Who saw that one song.
Well, that's like with like a lot of like the indie girls, like the Phoebe Bridgers and the like Caroline Polachek's yeah. and the Waxahachies. Like, I feel like they had like a solid following, and then like they blew up on TikTok, and then like their concert suddenly became like really hard to get tickets for yeah. because all these teens were, you know, and whatever. It was just like this photo of all these teens taking photos, taking videos, or like TikTok specifically. And it's like, this like, is such a boomer.
The song I feel in like real life.
This is a Facebook boomer meme, but like, it's not just like taking a photo or like a 1 minute video and then putting it back in your pocket. It's like, it's so
it's
weird.
Like my phone's experiencing it too.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I guess people don't change that much generationally. It's just weird that it like, feels like we're regret. Like, I don't know.
Because we're like, saying like the kids these days.
Yeah. I feel like the kids these days, but it's also like, it's like I feel like we always put like a lot of like pressure on the younger generation as being like, well, they're different, or like, especially Gen Z. I feel like they're very revered, but like, I yeah. feel like it's like, oh no, they're still like teens who fucking record a whole yeah. concert on their phone. You know, I don't know. I don't know where we're really going with that.
But. I mean, I don't like, of course. Yeah. It's like, there's always going to be some degree of just like kids these days, you yeah. know, like, that us just falling into like, when you see the younger generation, you don't understand them, you just say like, kids are crazy and that's why they're doing mm-hmm. this. But it's like, they're annoying, but it's, I just mostly feel like bad for them
yeah.
that like, and this is not a new point, but like, that we were really the last generation to have like a little bit of like not freedom. Digital like everything childhood.
You know what's crazy, like what I just realized is that like the reason why it feels so sad maybe is because like I feel like literally speaking as someone who's born in 1997, so like I'm a cusp, but like younger Gen Z's act older than they yeah. are, so they all are like, it's like when a teenager is trying to act like a 21-year-old yeah. and you don't know actually what that is, but it's like, it feels like a whole generation of people is trying to act older. So then like they're talking about all these things that feel like really like adult topics or whatever, like trauma.
And they're like
whatever.
Educating.
And they're educating, but they actually don't fucking know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I've
young.
Seen so many like accounts that are like strictly like educating yes. about this. And then you look and they're like 17.
They're
and it's
all
just
educators.
Like, okay,
essential workers.
I believe that children can know things and like teach totally. Us things, but like,
but
complex
not about like
socioeconomic issues.
Exactly.
I don't really. There's people who spend 20 years studying that, and yeah. then are like, only then do they consider themselves experts. Mm-hmm. There's a, I mean, this is getting very boomer, but like, there's a book called The Death of Expertise. Like, it's definitely a thing that people yeah. are noting that like. People don't care if you're an expert at mm-hmm. stuff anymore. And it has mm-hmm. to do with like classism, mm-hmm. like you know, feeling like you're being condescended to, so you don't want to listen, mm-hmm. which I get, because it's like, obviously, you know, people have hoarded knowledge and like used it against people, but it's just like, we're really swinging the other way now.
Yeah, totally. That's what it feels like. It's just, it's so unbalanced, I guess, like all of it, like all the perspectives and all like the, there seems to be like very little awareness or like critical thinking. I don't know. It's like hard to watch it all happen because you're like, I'm barely older than you, and I can tell you that like your approach to the world is kind of flawed, and it's gonna like, it's not sustainable, I guess.
Yeah. And it's, I think I feel bad for them too, because like the internet has hurt so, like affected indelibly, probably like your mind and my mind and like so many adults, and like it gives people anxiety, it gives people low self-esteem, and like their brains are like, I mean, we've worn on the internet a lot when our brains are still developing, like yours literally stopped this year because it stopped at 25, so like it's like we've been, you know, it's chronically online with being older, but or being younger, but like I just feel like it just would be, have been so different if TikTok existed when I was 13.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I know everyone says this, but thank fucking God. I just, yeah.
It's, like, I played outside hard.
I mean, I didn't, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
I played tennis.
I think that, like, oh man, what was I going to say about that? Something about TikTok. Oh, okay. This is what I was going to say. So we talk. Thank you for the little song that helped. We talk about, this is like lighter, like the aesthetic thing and the style thing.
Cold girl.
This is another thing I'm bummed about for them, is that like, I like to wear the weirdest shit when I was young and just like put things together. And like, it was really nice just deciding I wanted to wear something because I thought it was cool, or I saw it in a book, or I saw it in a movie. And it's like, I guess this is just like, you know, blah, 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 these kids, the next generation, like of the next iteration rather of like movies and cultural influences. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, I think it would have been kind of shitty to see a bunch of girls all dressed the exact same. Being like, this is what's cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I mean, literally recently, we were just like out somewhere in Manhattan and like walked past like a outdoor dining, and like all the girls looked exactly the same, like dressed exactly the same,
yeah,
and like really specific and clothes.
We didn't live in New York at the time, but it's like, I don't think it used to be like that.
I don't think you wore the exact, like, it was because it's so specific. It wasn't even just like what Aeropostale shirt and denim shorts. It was like white button down with leather blazers and tan leather pants and little white boots and like hair slicked back in a claw clip, and makeup all looks exactly the same. Like, it was so specific.
It's like Bella Hadid.
Yeah. Like, also Aritzia, scariest place in the world. Oh my God.
Like, when you went in?
Side note, I'd only gone into the one in Soho, if you've been. And it's like
walked past a lot.
It's so hectic, and all the clothes are all on the ground. Like, you can't see the clothes. There's a million people. It's so hot. But recently I went to another location, and it was the first time it was like two people were in there, so I could actually see the clothes. Everything was clean, and it was the scariest place in the world because everything was like white, black, or neutral. Everything was a size 0 or 2, and it was just like skin tight tees and little puffer coats and like high waisted straight fit vegan leather pants,
all and it's the kind same of color. Expensive
it was,
too
and it, yeah, it's so expensive. It's not like any better than Zara. Everything was form-fitting, and it was just like the most, like, it felt like a simulation of just like, this is what women are supposed to look like. Like, hug your body, wear a little tight crop top, wear your high-waisted pants, look like all the other girls. Like, it felt like robot, and I fully lost where I was going before that. But I just
figured you were talking about how you've been to Aritzia. Yeah, I think were just just saying that, like, everything's the same.
Seeing people who are all dressed the same. Yeah, I just feel like that's so, like, it would be so demoralizing as someone who, like, really enjoyed getting dressed always, that, like, and I feel like I would, like, really, like, swing back and forth between, like, different styles a lot. Like, I really, so to me, I feel like as like an anxious teen, it would have been so detrimental to
developing that,
to have to like see stuff online and be like, I still kind of saw that with Tumblr, but even right. that, it wasn't like so named and labeled and yes. like trends like being so specific that like I think it would have been really hard to grow up trying to like figure out who you are and like express yourself and like experiment with clothes and but feel like you have to fit into the specific label for something sure. or it's like, well, aren't you dark academia? Why are you dressing dark feminine or whatever?
Like, absolutely. Yeah, I agree that there was no like naming of styles.
It was, yeah, it was like preppy and like,
yeah, and like what? I dressed like really words. Hippie in high school and yeah. middle school, and I like got really obsessed with like Woodstock and the Beatles, and I'm not really that different now, but like I was like really into it, and it was just like pictures that seemed cool on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. Like people had lookbooks. Did you ever have a lookbook?
Polyvore?
Yeah, it was just like, but hell it was yeah. it wasn't she has attained the look that celebrities mm-hmm. have or like the look that is the look right now. It was mm-hmm. like everyone had a completely different vibe on those.
Yeah.
It's just like not naming it is so, I mean, it's just
I found a lot of good articles about like naming and trends
and the whole micro trend thing yeah. that it's like now it's 52 unique seasons whereas mm-hmm. before it was like, you know, one or two a year or something.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah, I just think it would be an extremely like chaotic, overstimulating way mm-hmm. to have your youth and like your brain develop.
Totally. It's just like that's such a, like an important time to like figure yourself out, and you already have enough pressure as it is, and it's like you don't need any more.
It's like your last time where things like don't really have consequences.
Yeah,
God, so you should be able to just like do whatever you want. Yeah,
teens, if you're listening, do whatever you want.
It's really fun.
Yeah,
it's fun to dress different than everyone. But that's yeah. also a thing too. Is like people are trying to out different
weird girls aesthetic.
Yeah, I was looking at this because I might cut all my hair off tomorrow. I think probably I will.
Will I see it? Yeah, right.
Will you see it?
Yeah,
I think yeah. I'll come back. Okay. And I was looking at this. The girl that you showed me, Gabriel Gundacker's
Contra Chloe.
Yeah, GGG. Gabriel Gundacker's girlfriend. Because she like kind of looks like her, I like her hairstyle and it kind of looks like similar texture and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was like a good reference. And I was like looking back at her old stuff on Instagram and I was like, remember when there were people who did stuff that was kind of bold on Instagram and it was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, that like doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's you so, can't like, it doesn't even matter.
Do anything anymore. Shocking on Instagram anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just like the candor of the posts or like the gratuitousness of some of them or the silliness or yeah. just like the irreverence of them and the
yeah.
there's something like there's a few people I used to follow on even like MySpace and Tumblr yeah. who had that
yeah.
bravery or something and unique style and I was just like it's all become so branded and packaged and performative and, that like that doesn't exist anymore.
And even the weird irreverent people, like I feel like a lot of like advertisers, which it makes sense because this was like years ago, like you said, like the kinds of posts that she was doing years ago that were like weird and fun, it's like now advertisers and brands post like that yeah, because they know that that's like
studied it
cool yeah. But it's like okay, now Balenciaga has like, well, not anymore because I guess they deleted all their shit, but previously
they don't have any material anymore
but they would post like the weirdest shit
yeah,
and it's like because they knew that but it's like so you know, it's like they're so researched and it's
so researched, it's crazy.
And it's like I don't expect that much from brands, like, you know, like I don't need like a brand to be like authentic, but it is with normal people you don't see like interesting weirdos or they're like harder to come by.
And if they get a following, they're just like immediately packaged away as an influencer.
And they're like
her the real, shit real would have had she like played it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Like she still has like a lot of followers, but like she would have just like immediately gotten management and they would have immediately shaped her brand. Like there are these two like weird kids who are dating who are from New York, and like one of them's like green and one of them's like red. Like they have like their like color aesthetics.
I hate it when people have color. I don't know why. It's like,
and people respond to their Snapchats. Talk about fucking parasocial Snapchats.
No.
People respond to their Snapchats and they're like, where's the green? And she'll be like, here. And like, I think her style is like kind of cute. So I just like look at her stuff and it's like a year ago, they were just like two kids like posting whatever. Like they're very, very like alternative, very punk. And like now they're like still that, but it's also like they're doing their Amazon, you know, partnerships mm-hmm. now. And they're doing yeah. like, oh, look, we were like partnering with this huge brand. And like they're like these weird like 20-year-olds who used to go to like My Chemical, who still go to My Chemical mm-hmm. Romance concerts.
But now that's like packaged as
yeah, and when people respond, like she'll post like, you know, a selfie in the mirror and someone would be like, where's the green? And she's like, here. Like people get so pressed because they like need her to be the green person. And I'm just like, this is so... That's remember that so fucking weird. Lady in Manhattan who just is the green lady? It's like...
Yeah, she lives around no here, I think.
Fucking... brand partners. I mean, she probably at this point has had
yeah
but like
7 Up.
It's just you can't like nothing. There's no
yeah
there's no just like your personality. And it's funny because this is like what Gia Tolentino nothing wrote about.
Isn't brand everything is branded, nothing isn't branded.
Yeah. And it's just like we'd like a few years ago when like Trick Mirror came out and she's talking about this, I was like mm-hmm. it's like yeah totally. But now it's like, oh my God, that's actually all there is now.
Yeah.
It used to just be this emerging thing.
Now, it used to feel like more like there is branded personalities and there are non-branded personalities. And now it's like there are just branded personalities.
And everything, we joke about brands. We say mm-hmm. that's not my brand.
Yeah.
Like, and those stupid fucking where they're like.
I'm going to say it right here. Research
shows. Say it.
I hate them. I they're want horrible. Them to, I want research them to die. Research shows
that like you like. Young people hanging ugh. By the pool. So how we're self-aware. And I'm just like, I can't stand because they're like, oh, okay, everyone's anti-capitalist. We just have to twist into a way that we're making fun of ourselves now. And it's just like, this is,
it's hard how
many
to watch.
How many times, how many iterations can happen? Like, this is crazy.
It's really wild.
But it's like a lot of people work related to ads. Me and you. So it's like there's always going to be smart people finding a way yeah. to make something and then make it so well that people forgive that it's an ad. But it's like, it's not that the existence of commercials. Mm-hmm. It's just that like it's everything now. Everything is a commercial. Yeah. And the commercials want you to like not even know that they're commercials.
Yeah.
Because they know we know how it works. Like yeah. they know we know about focus groups. Everyone's too
smart. Like teens know a lot about like business now.
Like,
you know,
did like, you ever say the word brand in high school?
Literally,
I never
no.
fucking did. I didn't know anything about business. About
advertising partnership. You know, like teens know about partnerships.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about like which is what a cool, brand ambassador
like,
is.
It's like I think teens are smarter in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they're savvier. They're savvier,
but I'm not gonna say smarter. I think they're savvier in a lot of ways. I'm not gonna like give teens all the credit. They're teenagers. They're the stupidest people in the world. They're so scary. But yeah, it's so crazy that like teens now are just like understand all this business world.
Yeah. And they just think that that's like a normal part of like what you learn about. And it's just like, it's weird that you know this much.
I know. They need to like.
It's a bad sign. Ugh. What are you looking at over there?
I'm looking at the time.
Oh, it's only 26 minutes.
Maybe a little more because I started it late.
Okay, great.
It's like close to 30.
Yeah, I mean, those are my main...
Those are my gripes.
It just sucks. Like, it just... It's like, it is what it is. Like, we live in this digital yeah. thing, but it's just like...
I find it exhausting that it takes up so much of the discourse because as someone who's like not on TikTok, I'm like never not bombarded with content about TikTok mm-hmm. and like... It just feels like it takes up so much of the air in the room mm. when half of the things like don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Like
I know, but it's like or things they're are building so their personality yeah. around this. Mm-hmm. Not that I enjoy TikTok discourse either, but it's just like it like it's so interesting. It's like yeah. what are we missing out on? Not missing out on. What are we like, I don't mean missing out on in a way that I yearn for it. Mm-hmm. What are we missing out on by not joining it? Because it's just mm-hmm. like there's this whole vernacular and mm-hmm. like everything that teenagers are saying and everything they build their mm-hmm. personalities around is like on this platform that everyone knows is fucked up.
Yeah, I guess like, yeah, I mean, if any teens know, if they want to tell us what's up on there and just to, like, talk about TikTok, write in. Because I'm curious, but I'm never gonna log on to that site.
My, like, when I was that age, because, like, it's like, when I'm saying this, I'm like, okay, like, you know, MySpace, Tumblr, mm-hmm. Facebook, like, what is different? Like, not everyone was on MySpace. It was, like, mm-hmm. kind of the tail end of MySpace. And, like, what I spent the most time on the internet doing was, like, chatting with people. Just yeah. chatting and chatting and chatting and chatting.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, looking at people's content. Mm-hmm. The word content. Think about how much you didn't say that in high school, also.
Yeah. Probably 3 times, and it was probably related to schoolwork, you know?
Yeah, it was like, probably, the content of this library, for this article.
I love talking about libraries.
Okay, yeah. So
do we want to pivot to
silly stuff?
To silly?
Yeah, I'm okay. Down.
Okay. Do we want to get out of the way?
Yeah.
The meat.
She's the meat?
She's the meat of silly. So
yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so as you know, we have a crippling addiction to Bachelor content, even though neither of us watch anymore, but we keep
up. I literally just watched Paradise and it was the best. I was like, who the fuck are any of these people? This is fun. And the crazy thing is that everyone was saying this season of Paradise sucked, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're the only person I know who liked it.
Do you know why they didn't like it?
No, I have no idea. I guess I didn't really
inquire. I think it's because like we're talking about, we have this like healthier disattachment or whatever the word is, like, you know what I mean by disattachment, mm-hmm. okay? Totally. So if you're fucking listening being like, it's this, like, shut up. I mean, thank you, but I don't know, okay? You know what I mean. No, not you.
No, I know. I'm talking to them too.
Our audience of thousands and thousands of people. I think it's because I'm just like, yeah, of course it's not going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did you expect from Bachelor in Paradise? You know, people?
I think I will say maybe what people hated about it was that everyone was truly at the end of their ropes emotionally and it was kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like they made them get these connections and then they were like, you're going to spend a week away from each other and we're going to replace you with 5 new girls and your boyfriends are going to have to like be faithful to you. We're going to put 5 new girls and send them all on dates with each other. God. But it's just like,
that's the show.
It's Paradise, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Paradise thoughts.
Okay. So this week, a recent
husband. Was it this week?
It was literally this week.
I'm freaking out.
Husband and white boy, Grant Trout.
Drake fan.
Christian.
Lover. Baller.
He is married to Maddie Prue, the one and only genuine and real queen. And
she never answered for that.
She literally never did. We'll so never annoying. Forget it. They're first of all the most like high school like homecoming king and queen like PDA in the hallway couple ever. Yeah,
they're oh just God, like I'm white sleeping. Jordans, like church so hard.
Like we just drive around and listen basketball. To Drake. It's crazy basketball. So it was Maddie Prue's mom's birthday.
Yeah.
And he, of course, like a good son-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Son-in-law posted in her honor, Tanya Prue.
This is fucking crazy.
Okay, this is an Instagram story. Encourager, dreamer, uplifter, visionary, warrior, carrier of hope, broken for the burden, mother to many, 3, loyal, a safe place. Powerful and passionate, prayer and praise hyphen, pray hyphen ER, prayer. hilarious, and the most fun, witty, spontaneous, crazy, wild, insane, awesome mother-in-law that means the world you
don't,
to me.
Don't say wild about
it's so
to start.
We're just getting started. Yeah. God is all over you. Let him work. He's just getting started. My goodness. 50 looks fire on you. Oh! Fire emoji. And then he's not done. He posted a photo. This is a photo of him and her. And then the next photo is of him and Maddie Prue kissing. Oh, just them two.
Kissing?
Kissing. And you also raised a woman who knows who she is. Confident in her God. Bold in her walk. And gives me attitude.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And gives me attitude for days. But I messed with it. Thank you for raising the greatest gift God has given me.
That is...
I couldn't even get through it.
Can you believe?
Gives me attitude for days.
But I mess with it.
Could you imagine?
My goodness, 50 looks. What is it?
Fire on you.
My goodness, 50 looks fire on you.
They've been married. Okay, first of all, they got married after 6 months of knowing each other.
Literally?
Yeah.
Marriage?
Marriage.
Help.
Help.
They need help.
The tweet said, imagine if you hadn't even known your wife for a full year and then you posted this on your story for your brand new mother-in-law's birthday.
Yeah, what? You can kiss up without doing whatever the so fuck wild. That is. Don't call your mother-in-law you wild. Don't say, her? My goodness, 50 looks fire on you.
That was a Drake-ass post.
Fire? And then he did a fire emoji.
Gross.
Like... if you do a fire emoji to your friend, it's like, okay, you're flirting with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's literally like
to do it to your mother-in-law. Emoji. Wait, where's the Drake lyric?
No, I just think he sounds like how Drake talks about women. You know how like that one time?
I think they've like, wait, what?
That one time he took a photo, like a zoomed in photo of a woman at a restaurant. And he was like, on his Instagram story, mind you, he said, just tried airdropping this photo to this woman because she's so fine. It's like jail. Literally jail.
They are clearly like, do you think that they have built their personality around Drake or they're so influenced by him?
I think they don't even know how influenced they are by him.
Like they're trying to be Drake.
Like in the way the white kids from the South.
It's so cringy. Of all musicians, Drake.
They're like, he speaks to it. Like, why do they love him so much?
I don't know.
They're like the most Christian people in the world. But like it just feels like not that Christian people can't like right.
I guess
just like
because
they're so obsessed with him.
They're so obsessed with him
to a degree where I'm like,
what? I don't know that many Drake songs. Like obviously he has his reputation of just being like whining that like this girl isn't paying attention to him or like she's, you know, too whorish.
I guess he like writes about like heartbreak and maybe they like relate. And he writes about like relationships.
No, people's like relationships are their personality. I'm just like.
I mean, talk about two people that make a relationship their personality.
Yeah. And so this isn't even like this. The context also is like when they got married, she had a veil that said worth the wait.
Bad.
And then after when they were walking off at the end of the night, she was like, we're going to go do it. And then the next day on Instagram after their honeymoon, she posted and she was like, it was amazing. And it's like... okay, congrats. Please, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Worth the wait? Like,
it's like, tell me that
it's also like, so like, would she have done that had she not, you know, gone on Bachelor and like made a big deal about, I mean, not that she, you know, she was totally within her rights to like do whatever she wanted to do on Bachelor, but like, is this more of the branding thing?
Yeah, it's like my brand is being Christian girl,
just so you know, I don't regret the thing of on the Bachelor.
Yeah, it's like, I guess like I hadn't even thought about that too. I think it's just like it's so weird to make so much of your wedding personality or just your personality in just general,
specifically about like about waiting for marriage
and waiting till marriage.
It's like, is like that how, it? Are you excited? Like, you could put anything on the veil. Like Hailey Bieber had that pretty veil that said like "Forever Yours" or something. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's marriage, but like specifically being like, I didn't have sex with him until now. It's like, congrats, for putting that on your veil.
It's such a like unadjusted person thing that, you know, like so maladjusted. Like, yeah, if you like showed up to work and you were like with the weight, people would be like, this is inappropriate. Like, it's so weird.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, you get HR on the line.
Yeah, it was just like, honestly, they're in a very bad way a match like made in heaven. Yeah. Like, she found someone who's just as like cringe in the exact same way.
Also, the
and
way
he looks so much like her dad.
And he looks like her dad. The way he talks.
I don't think I've heard him talk.
No, you sent. Remember that video on Reddit?
Wait, what is he saying?
Of him being like, ah, ha, ha, I love Maddie Prizzy Trout. Like, I can't. If you guys want to like look that up, just look up like Maddie Prue Grant Trout, and I don't know, white boy talking. Funny
white male talking.
White male talking. They just talking.
Like drive around. Like, you're right. They're just like high school. They're the cool Christian high school kids.
It's so wild. Like, she would have totally won homecoming queen at my high school because she was like pretty and played basketball.
That's all you need.
And that's kind of was her whole thing on Bachelor too. Oh, genuine and real.
It's so interesting. Okay, what else did we text each other about this week?
I'm looking at our links.
That's the hard thing too, is there were so many like silly little tweets this week.
So many silly little tweets.
And I'm like, I'm always reevaluating, always being like, I need to get off this fucking thing.
But then
and
it's then like a good tweet hit.
It's so clever.
I mean, Salt Lake City, this isn't a tweet, but most insane women on earth.
Salt Lake City was really good this week.
It was like someone online described Heather as Nexium vibes. As like Jen Shaw is her God. Keith Raniere, and she's
she has Stockholm syndrome.
It was like really, there are like, unlike any other franchise, in that like all the women on the show live in different realities, and then they just like threw in new women who like are just like pointing out the truths about the
they're
different
like,
women.
You guys live like this.
Literally, it's damn bitch you live
and
like this.
The crazy thing is like when Jen's not hulking, like she's kind of the closest to reality of all of them.
That's the crazy part.
And she's the most loose cannon.
And this is the woman who threw a woman's Balenciaga $1,500 shoes overboard because she was mad. Just she was mad at her
because Jen poured champagne on her head,
but she didn't even know whose shoes they were. She was just like, mad.
Are these Andy's?
She's just throwing shoes
and throwing like a vegetable platter.
It was so crazy. But yeah, it's crazy that she's like tends to be the most like grounded one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, one day she was doing Ramadan. She was like, I'm going to be chill today so you can tell me stuff today.
And her husband told her not to fast because she would hulk out. That's
very good advice. I don't think she would have been able to handle that.
Gives me attitude for days, but I mess with it.
But I mess with it. Why are you saying that to her mom?
What did her attitude? Mom fucking say?
Did she like it? It's so funny that Peter Weber's mom, like, was the only person in the world who didn't like Maddie, but it's like she was right. It was not a match.
What was her name? Barb.
Barb. I'm pretty sure Peter and Kelly are dating.
Oh yeah, they're back together.
I don't care at all.
They're the most toxic people in the world. I'm like,
yeah, Peter.
Make your bed, outline it. Like, whatever.
A child.
He's a full child.
And she's like, she's sketchy too. She's like,
I don't remember what she did.
I think she's like kind of conservative, low key.
If she liked Peter, they're both voting for Trump.
Oh my God. You think? You think Peter voted for Trump?
I don't know.
Oh God.
Who knows?
Yeah, so,
that guy was a wild card.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, if I'm going to watch The Bachelorette.
I don't know that I can do that.
I mean, Bachelor. There were those two seasons with Rachel and Gabby.
Did that go well? Did you watch that?
No. I just know kind of about them because so many of their contestants were on Paradise. There was actually this really funny guy, Logan, who he like he liked one of them. So it was like, you can like one of the two girls, Gabby or Rachel, and he liked one of them. And then he they make them pick really early. And then he like realized he had more chemistry with the other one. And so he switched and they were like, fuck you. And apparently
it's a show.
That's the thing. And that's the thing with the ultimatum too. It's like, it's just sad. People are just put in like these crazy situations and get actually mad at each other. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Producers put you in a crazy situation.
Do you want to do a type five on the ultimatum? Maggie is just finishing the ultimatum.
I know.
In December 2022, but it's really fun because I forgot about it. So it's fun to like relive it.
Okay. So, I'm only on episode 8. There's 10 of them, and I think 10 might be the reunion. So I'm almost done. The ultimatum is the ultimate version of just putting people in a fucked up situation that like basically no one would be able to handle unless they were in a stable relationship. And you're not in a stable relationship if you're giving someone an ultimatum about marrying you. So that just reminds me of like Katie and Tom. Like, what if when she gave him the ultimatum, they had to go on the show?
Bring on a string.
My type five is that, I don't know. Madeline is a scary, scary, angry, angry person.
Yeah.
And
as much as she Colby has, sucks.
I think there's like some Beverly Hills where it's like someone accuses someone of having hate in their heart and they're like, I don't have, or maybe was it Vanderpump? Brenna? I don't have hate in,
like Yolanda? No,
I think someone said Katie has hate in her heart, or you think it's Housewives. What
did Sutton, oh no, Sutton called Diana, she said she had no soul.
I think
which it's is true. Honestly,
I think it's hate in your heart. I think it's something hate with in Vanderpump. Your heart was Vanderpump. I think someone told Katie she has hate in her heart. Madeline has hate in her heart.
Yeah, she does.
And she's just like never happy. It's so sad. And she's so mean. And she's just like this gaping hole of like, it's not even like needy validation. It's like, we're going to be fucking miserable together.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to storm out and then you have to chase me and then we're going to be miserable again. Like, it's like, what she actually seems to want is the most depressing, toxic thing. And I mean,
and what she actually responds to is like the most bar on the floor, like bare minimum. Like, yeah. Him being like, so do you think that stems from your parents' divorce?
Yeah. So she was like,
we're back together.
So like she went with Randall for 3 weeks. She was like obsessed with Randall, and Randall like liked her a lot more than Shanique. So sort of like, I think projected like this is good onto her, even though within their 3 weeks, she stormed out one night because she wanted to have sex with him. And he was like, no, which was pretty respectful of him to do for Shanique. And she took the dogs and like left. And then she apologized. And she was like, I'm a fucking mess. And I was like, this is
so sad.
I mean, one thing I will give her credit, or like, I don't know, one sort of important nuance is that like Colby gave her the ultimatum.
True.
And she was like, we're not ready to get married, and so she's just in this situation, so like that kind of that would be annoying, like you would be sort of trapped. But yeah, no, she thought that Randall was like perfect, and it's like I kind of bought it a little bit at the beginning. Like, she did seem much happier with him, but
I think it's just because it wasn't Colby.
Yeah, it could be any freaking Joe Schmo. Annoying
person in the world.
Yeah, so Colby's like the most annoying person in the world. The funny thing about Colby is that like he can be so honest and self-aware sometimes.
Yeah.
And then be just like, is this guy on planet Earth at other times?
And sometimes you'll just see his eyes and you're like, oh, he's not listening.
He's gone. Like, so one of the funniest things, which like I didn't rewatch this. So like I watched it all, and then I mean I watched like 1 through 6 or 7, and now I'm finally finishing it. But in the very first thing, when they're all like picking who's gonna be with who, and Colby really liked that redheaded girl with tattoos, and he was like, this could be it. And then she immediately was like, this is so weird. And I think just went back with the guy she came with.
I think so. She was like, I'm gonna actually go home.
And yeah, and like, who knows if they stayed together. And then there's this girl, Alexis, who was like blonde and like, I mean, I don't even, just like crazy. Stepford Wives vibes. Like, she obviously, she did the ultimatum to her partner. She's 24. They're also all 24, and they're just like, when are we gonna get married? And it's just like, have you been, why do you I don't even get it. I mean, we're just like, must be in a totally different world here in like New York.
Yeah.
Because I'm, but just we're like,
both from like places where people get married young.
Yeah, but it's just like, to be 23 and be like, oh my god, all my friends are, I mean, I guess that's just their reality, but anyway.
Yeah, true.
So Alexis wanted to marry that guy who just was like so nothing. Mm-hmm. Justin or something, and he, I don't know. I have no idea, it's definitely not right. I remember he talked to April
and he was just like, I don't really see this working out.
Anyway, so Alexis was into Colby because he's just like, when he doesn't open his mouth, he's like a very pretty person, obviously. Mm-hmm. He's like pretty eyes, like good bone structure. And then you realize he's like a dopey, but mm-hmm. she was into him obviously just because of how he looks, and he's kind of nice. So it's like, okay, mm-hmm. great. That's it. And she was like, I really want to like do this. Like I see things with you. Like I want to pursue things with you. And he was like, I just don't know if I see it. I'm sorry. And he was being really respectful in the situation.
Yeah, he was like actually completely.
And she was like, well, what do you mean? Like, I think we should give it a shot. Like, why? You need to tell me why. Tell me why. And he was like, honestly, like, I just don't have that much attraction to you. I'm sorry. And she was like, you're toxic. I can't believe you just said that to me. And then it was so funny, like way later. So then she's like, everyone, Colby sucks. Fuck Colby. When she forced that out of him, he did not want to say that, but she was like, you have to tell me exactly why. And he was like, okay. And he should have not, but it's just like, she did demand it. So she eventually, because she got rejected by Colby, not interested in anyone else, she just goes and gets engaged to the guy she came with immediately. Way later in the season, when Madeline does a thing with Randall, and then she's back with Colby. And then they go to this like quote unquote bachelorette party for Alexis, mm-hmm. even though they all fucking hate each other and don't know each other at all and have the messiest connections because they've all fucked each other's boyfriends and like might steal each other's boyfriends. I mean, not that you can steal a man, but you know what I mean? And Madeline starts talking about Colby and Alexis is like, yeah, you should break up with him. He's toxic. And it's like, shut up. It's just because he said that to you. She's like,
honestly, girl, I just want to tell you he's a red flag.
As someone who's about to get married.
Yeah.
Like people act so crazy when they've like decided to get married. It's like,
it's wild.
This was 2 seconds ago that all this was happening. We're on a dumb show. So yeah, that's crazy. Shanique is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. I can't even believe it.
April was made for television.
April is incredibly compelling. So like Ray and Jake were just like lalilu. They even look alike. They're just like,
they do look alike.
They're just like happy go lucky chemistry, smiley. It's hard to tell if it would be like if they would, you know, be enough for each other as a relationship. I kind of think that they would. Like if they're independent enough and do their own thing.
Yeah.
Then you don't need your partner to like she, you know what I mean? Like you don't need your partner to like completely change your personality if you're just doing your own thing and then like they're a support for you. So mm-hmm. I go back and forth. But then he gets back with April. Ray and Zay just had the saddest, worst breakup in the world. And Zay just like doesn't get it. It just sucks. He just doesn't get it. He's like
a really damaged person.
He's a really damaged person, and he just, I was like observing how he was in this last final fight they had, and he was just like, you're not gonna talk to me, you're not gonna say anything, like just look at me, just talk to me. And I'm just like, he's not taking in how she's feeling at all. He's just totally. Like it's the same thing, like they're all just like bottomless pits.
Yeah,
just need validation. Like he's just like, you're not gonna talk to me, like talk to me, look at me, like you said you love me, so like if I'm out all night, like that shouldn't, like you, if you really love me. And it's just like, it's so sad what you think like a good relationship is. Like
that's like kind of the whole show. It's like you're just like, oh, you guys are really lacking in this department.
And truly the only kind of the only relationships that are not so red flaggy are like April and Jake and like Jake and Ray, you know.
Yeah, true.
Like April was with Jake's family, and like April's being crazy and Jake's like laughing and they're just like lol. It's like, okay, they do actually like accept this girl for who she is. Yeah.
And all her craziness.
She's so funny.
It's really crazy if you haven't watched
her. Have you guys heard about the show The Ultimatum? Marry or Move On?
I mean, do we have any closing thoughts on the week, on the life, on
anything in the whole world?
Anything in the whole world.
Ooh.
I mean, it's almost the end of the year.
Oh, I was thinking, like, I don't know if we want to talk about, like, resolutions or reflections on the year or anything. You know, it's, like, coming into the holidays. It's been just, like, an interesting year because it's, like, just in terms of the world, because it's just, like, I don't know. We're all just, like, coping and, like, COVID has changed everyone's relationship with the internet. And if everyone doesn't take personal accountability for their relationship with the internet, then like it's just gonna like be like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels like we're kind of like slipping a little bit into this like COVID mode of internet where it's like melding too much into who we are. And like I love the internet and I love all the things that I have on there, but it's also like you do see how people have bad relationships with it.
Yeah.
And especially when it's, like, people you know and they start to, like, maybe pivot into, like, making content and you're like, this can't be good. Not because they're making content, but because you know, the, like, how much time they're spending.
Mm.
And it's like, are you good? But, you know. Yeah, everybody just needs to take accountability and figure out like a balanced way to like live online without, I mean, people need to stop trying to be educators on TikTok.
Yeah, that's
my main request.
It's hard. It's like because like everything's expensive, so the internet's like a cheap thing you can do when you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's could be a free way to get information and entertainment. And it's easy because you're in your bed, you know, it's just like easier than anything else. And it's interesting because like when people in history, how there was like a moral panic when like TVs got into people's living rooms, because it's like, well, the people are just going to stay home. And then it's like they did, which is fine. I don't know. I
was reading a book about happiness and like time or not. Yeah, like happiness and like how we just like don't have time to do things and like fitting things and like thinking of your life with like how to make time in your life for happiness. I guess that's the more correct way to say it. And like, so there's all these studies about like the things that make us happiest and like the thing that makes you the least happy out of all the things they studied was scrolling on your phone. Like out of all the, and it's like,
what else is on there?
Like commuting. I think commuting and being on your phone was the two worst things.
Wow.
And it's like, they were talking about like how, it's called Happier Hour. If people want to.
Happier Hour?
Happier Hour. Yeah. Cool. Like how.
Book rack.
Like when you come home from work and you've like had a long day and like watching TV, like that could be like a good use of time because you're like unwinding. But then when there's like you hit a threshold of like when you've watched too much TV, or if you're just like aimless and you just like choose to watch TV for 2 hours and you haven't done anything all day, it's like that's actually like unhappy time. It's
crazy.
Even though it's the same activity.
I know, it's crazy. Because like when I like was underemployed, like I was stressed all the time because I was stressed about my whole lifestyle and how I was going to get it together and like money and everything. And so I like needed to unwind, but like days when I didn't have enough to do, unwinding, it's not unwinding, even though it is the same thing.
And there's literally like, she has like this whole chart of like when, I think it was like when you're unhappiest of like, it was kind of like a bell chart of like, you're unhappy, or not a bell chart, you're unhappiest when you don't have enough to do and when you have too much to do. And then like the happiness life somewhere in the middle, like optimal happiness, because like, yeah, it's like when you have too much or not enough to do, and you just have all this time on your hand. You're just going to fill it with stupid shit.
Yeah, you're either dissociating on your phone or you're just overthinking about your life and like getting into like a lethargic cycle and not acting on anything.
For sure. And that was like pretty enlightening because I think at that time I was feeling like I did not have enough to do. Like maybe like I think work was kind of slower.
Yeah.
If my manager's listening. No, you didn't. You didn't hear that. And so I was kind of like,
this part out.
No, it's fine. I don't really care. I don't think he cares. Hey.
I love
my job. Love stability.
It was
very affirming to see that like not having enough to do, it's like it's not actually like the goal to have nothing to do. It's like actually it's very helpful to have things you need to do. I feel like Haley Nauman has a good article.
Yeah. My dad came to visit for Thanksgiving and he was like, what do you like about living here? Like not in like a annoying way, but he was just like, obviously this is an important place to you. Like why have you landed here? And I was like, everything's like a game. Like it's fun having your little tasks to do. Like I kind of like dropping my laundry off and going and picking it up. You know what I mean? I like when I went to the fucking pack and ship down the block, that's how I found my gym. And now I like my gym and like going to the 99-cent store that Maria's boyfriend calls the room of requirement, which is so true.
Shout out, James.
And like trying to find what I need there. It's like everything's like a little in a city. It's not like, okay, I'm going into the car for 20 minutes. Like in the burbs, it's like this. And then I'm going to go to like five stores and it's going to be 5 hours. And then I'm going to be exhausted and hungry by the last store. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have anything to eat. I'm going to come and like watch TV.
You like bop around and then you come right back.
Yeah.
You like have all. Yeah, it is fun.
I always said bopping around was literally what I was the most excited about moving here.
I love to bop.
It's so fun.
I love my little errands.
Yeah.
I went to the pharmacy and then the 99-cent store and then the to pick up my laundry today and I was like,
oh my god, I literally did that like 2 days ago and I was just like Lee-la-loo. It's so fun.
Lee-la-loo.
I literally said, like, people were like, what do you mean bop around? And I was like, I just love bopping
around.
People
like doing errands. I don't get why people don't like doing errands. Like
I don't like doing errands in the burbs at all. It's, I mean, kind of, because you can be in the car and sing, and that's something you don't get to do in the city, is be in the car and sing.
But it's so I don't know, it's just like energizing.
This is my life. Yeah. I think it took me a while to like view my life as like a fun project to maintain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be fun and it can be horrible, but like all these things are like, all right, I need to like make my room nice. Yeah. So I need to like
make a little put
this
list.
Box away and like take this laundry out and all this shit. So
that's a really good way to put it. Life is just a fun little project that we get to chip away at every day.
And I do sometimes wonder like if the shows I watch make me happy or not. I wonder it sometimes. I'll admit it, even though I love reality TV.
Yeah, that's why I can't do too much. I think I absorb the conflict.
I do so much. I know when I was watching Ultimatum today, I was like, this feels like a breakup. Like I'm here with them.
I watch the season of Beverly Hills, like bummed me out because everyone was fighting. I mean, like it's like this classic, like everyone fights all the time, but the fights this season felt so much darker and like heavier for whatever reason. And I was just like,
And Solid is happy when it's fucking over. Off the rails. It's so much fun. Like,
but talking to watching you it with your friend. Fun.
I know. It's great. I love talking to you about it.
Watching reality TV with people is like the most fun part about watching.
Yeah. And that's a great internet thing, is like people's observations on Reddit are so funny because you're like, oh my god, I noticed when she said that too. Like, what the fuck
Whitney's
was that about?
GTA hooker walk.
Yeah, literally. So I don't know. I mean, I need to
healing journey.
Something's not working. Like, it's not that bad. I've gotten such a better relationship with it, but like between Twitter and Instagram and
you gotta take a break.
And reality TV, like something's, I don't know. Maybe I don't even need to decide what to take out, but to just like spend more of my day on like stuff I'm working on that I'm excited about. Cause then like yesterday,
then it'll feel like a treat.
Yeah. And like yesterday one day this week, I like, cause I'm like doing this like workout thing. And so I'm like you know, learning new machines every day. And I'm doing Artist Way again. So I did like morning pages and then workout and then work and then had laundry, had other like random shit to do. And then I watched like 1.5 episodes of Girls and I was like, this was really nice. Obviously, oh my God, it's much Girls. Better television than reality TV. And then I turned it off and went to bed. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that felt good.
For sure.
That's what your book says.
That's what my book said. It's kind of just like planning out your time more intentionally. Like even if it feels like small or stupid.
That's what's
like
actually.
Even if you're like pick up laundry 9 a.m. or whatever, it's like write it down and put it in your.
Yeah, it's fun like, being like, I have to do it before 10 or else they won't let me pick up by 5. Yeah. But that's actually, wait, what was it you just said? Like, oh, okay, being intentional with your time. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing for me about really, like, that's like what's holding me back from being more proactive about my relationship with all these, like, things I've just listed is that when I'm too structured, it's like there's always going to be, it feels like a time of day where I'm like, don't tell me what to do at myself. Yeah. You know, I want to just like after I do working out and morning pages in the morning, of course I want to scroll because I'm just like, okay, that was a lot of structure. Just woke up. It's a lot of structure.
Yeah. I think there's like a nice balance to that of like letting yourself just have like free time. But even if that's like intentional, you know, where it's just kind of like, okay,
like this, I need to feel allowed to do it empty. So I don't go on a, it's like with anything, it's like moderation. I mean, it's not with anything. If you're like addicted to something, like for like a chemical, but like if you make yourself go crazy about it, you'll like go on a binge, you'll go on like a bender. That's not true for like sober, like that doesn't apply to every substance obviously, but like I'm trying to find that too. But the interesting thing is like I thought I wouldn't want any structured time ever in the past, and now I'm like,
I need to
surprise myself by how much I enjoy it. So I'm like, I wonder how much more I want.
I found that too, because I was just feeling kind of like depressed, depranky, when I was having like so much unstructured time and like not enough time, not enough things to fill it. And I was like, fuck, do I need to like plan out my days? And then I started doing that, and it actually really helped, but not that much. I'm like still pretty loosey goosey with it, but it helps a lot.
I mean, having a morning routine
help anyone
is like nice because you're not making decisions and you just know you're going to like all this stuff and all this stuff is in alignment with what you want to do. Not like a strict morning routine, but it's just, it's so nice to be like, okay, and then I do this and then I do this.
Yeah. I like following a little list of activities.
Yeah. I'm also like, I think the reason I'm feeling resistant to it right now is because I'm like, I'm still kind of new with both of the things I've just incorporated, and I moved here recently, so I'm still like, it's I'm in the like solidifying it phase as opposed to like this is just what I do. So I think that's why I feel a little bit of rebellion to myself, because I'm just like,
I've been building a habit. I know. I like really don't respond well when like other people try to tell me to read Atomic Habits, but which is like everyone in my life. This is a subtweet to everyone in my life who's done that to me, but I understand. I understand it, but it's like I have
but to, you have to you come have when to you're
let,
ready.
You have to let me do it. Exactly. You have to do it when you're ready. You can't be forced to do it.
Absolutely.
You, like don't
if someone had told me, like I read all this shit about morning routines 5 years ago and I would never even think to have
one.
And I was like, I'm actually gonna stay up and sleep.
It's like, you think I don't know that making a morning routine is good for you? I know. I wasn't ready until like a year ago.
You have to want what it's gonna give you, and like I didn't want that for a while, which is fine. In college I didn't give a shit.
Oh, I'm 25, leave me alone. I'll figure it
people
out.
People are really telling you to read Atomic Habits.
Oh my god, this is
what. Who cares?
I don't know, man. It's like, you know, they mean well.
I would never tell someone what to do.
It's so not my personality to tell people what to do or to like tell them how to.
I know.
Live
I'm
their
so
life.
Live and love, because like once I realized that like with shit like this especially, like people are gonna do what they're ready to do.
Yeah.
And what they're gonna come to their own best decision with it. And they may ask you for input if there's some specific like thing of it that they want you to help them choose. But it's just like people are you really, really. And that's why it's best to not get bothered by it, because it's just like Live and let live. And if it's really unacceptable to you, like,
have a convo. I don't know.
Yeah, or just like
examine that.
Stop hanging out with, you know, it's like, yeah. you can't
make people be ready. It's none of your business. We really covered a lot of ground today.
We were serious. We were silly.
That was amazing. It feels so good to be back on the mic.
Yeah, and we're like showing ourselves how easy it is to just pop over here.
We're literally like lounging on the couch at 10:30 p.m. on a Thursday.
Oh my god, it's 10:30.
Yeah, we took us a minute to set it up, but
yeah. But now I have
killing it, mate.
If we do this soon enough, which we will, because the commute is 2 seconds instead of 40 minutes, like, I'll hopefully get muscle memory.
We're gonna figure out the audio side so soon, you guys.
We've already gotten a lot better at our audio setup, though. Like, I mean, we used to record on headphones.
Yeah,
Apple okay, headphones, that's next in bed on the from different states. This is a huge improvement.
This is huge. So, to ask, what kept you from dropping this week? Or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Fuck.
I had one. There's definitely something.
I had one earlier and I was like, that'll be my thing. And now I don't remember. I think it was watching Housewives the other night. It was so fun. Funny and fun. And like, it was like the most like crazy episode. Like, yeah. It was just like everyone was on one. Everyone like had crazy things to say.
You know, when you're around people that are acting crazy, but you're alone.
Yeah.
It's like watching a Crazy Housewives episode is kind of like that, yeah. Where you're just like, oh my god.
We just kept looking at each other with our mouths open, like, oh my god. Like,
when Meredith said little girl.
Meredith has like a villainous cackle.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when she brings it out. It was so crazy. It was so like joyful because it was like
she was being silly.
It was like, I mean, that tweet you sent me that it was like Salt Lake City is a parody of a Real Housewives show. Like, yes. It's literally like everyone was like so crazy in a different way. And then they all sat down to have like a Polynesian themed dinner before Jen goes to jail, yeah. and everyone's screaming at each other and across it's like the table.
They're archetypes, kind of, but they're so fucking Utah weird.
They're the weirdest women.
There's
in the
something
world.
Like it's like Lisa's girl boss, like Heather's girl next door, but it's just like.
But there's an undertone of Mormon.
It's something, yeah. Mormonism infects a whole state and makes them all weird, regardless of if they grew up Mormon or not.
It's so crazy how weird they all are. Because no other housewives are this weird, I don't think.
Yeah.
As someone who, I mean, I've seen five franchises. Like, no one's this weird.
Yeah. Everyone's quirky, obviously, but it's just like,
they're not of this earth.
So, yeah. Like, they might be aliens. Like, they're like, we find out later that Bravo's like, this is actually a test.
Lisa Barlow is from Mars. Like
Mary Cosby,
I think she already jet stepped onto Earth to space. She literally is the first alien to step down.
Whitney's an alien.
Whitney's. Oh my god, guys! There's only 3 seasons of Salt Lake City. You gotta watch. It's
yeah. I only watch half of season two.
Me too. I realize that you can do it. Totally.
If it feels weird, just drop out, drop back in.
Yeah,
it's there for you. Then you can listen to Sex Unique podcast recaps.
Honestly, start at season 3. No, because you need to see Mary. Okay, do season 1 and 3.
Yeah,
2 is fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't. 2 is really. Yeah, 2 is just them like finding new ways to fight.
Fighting in the snow.
And even the biggest fight of season 2 that defines season 3, Lisa and Meredith, yeah. Like, you got 65 recaps. You'll never, yeah, you will not fun. Miss it. Okay.
What kept you from dropping?
My lights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love my fucking colored light bulbs. They were so worth it. Maddie Prue, Vail. They were worth the price. It was not that high of a price.
Worth the wait.
They were worth the wait. I didn't realize like how much like light and like vibes like can completely shape my mood. It's literally like a brain hack. Like I put on different lights at different times of the day consistently. It's like purple is my, you know, I'm sure you've mm-hmm. seen, is my nighttime.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, and then in the middle of the day, I don't know, it's just amazing. And, like, yeah. the other day I had all this shit I needed to do to, like, clean my room, and I was, like, ugh, overwhelmed and was tired. And I was like, okay, let me create a vibe in my room. Also, all this other shit I'm excited about with my room. And so I, like, put on music and, like, did the lights. And then I was like, okay, all these tasks are in order to complete the vibe of my room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't feel like chores at all. It felt like I was, like, working towards the better vibe.
Haley Nauman chores article.
Ugh. Yeah, that was a really good article.
Life changing.
That's a rec. That's guys, a rec for you guys.
I don't remember if it's... I think it's free.
Haley Nauman...
It's called, like, the to-do list or checking things off your to-do list. Yeah. Something like that. It's really good. Go it's on her Substack.
Yeah, maybe baby Substack and read the one about chores. And it's the title is, like, to-do list.
It really changed the way I, like, look at chores. I'm like, I'm improving my life.
I feel like before when I would do chores, there's a part of you, like, there's this delusional part of your brain that's, like, once I finish this, like, I'll be done forever and I'll never have to. It's like, mm-hmm. you just want to, like, never think about laundry again. Never think about dishes again.
You have to think about it.
They're going to happen
every week. Every day
for the rest of your life.
And it's good.
It's good and fine.
And life is a little project.
Yeah. You're right. I totally did get that from her when I was, like, thinking about your life as a project.
I think she mentioned, like, thinking of chores as a project.
Yeah. But just like
little projects
you do. It's so fun. Anyway, so yeah, the lights have been amazing. It's amazing how I'm like getting really the right lighting can like do so much to relax me.
I like to turn on like light pink and light orange at night.
I've never tried that. Maybe I'll try it tonight.
Yeah. When I have headaches,
it's my orange looks
all the way down.
Yellow. That's my one problem. Mm. Well, actually I have this other setting, comfort.
Comfort
that ends up being more orange than my orange. That's so crazy.
I really recommend everyone just get colored light bulbs. It's really nice.
It's worth it. Seriously. Yeah. It's so fun. You're not too old for it. You're not too mature for it.
No. Even if you just use like the orange setting, which is like chill warm light, like
even if you just do like a simulated like sunset mm-hmm. to like get your eyes ready for sleeping.
I think like lighting, James has really put me onto this because he really cares about lighting. Lighting is really important.
I care about lighting so much.
Yeah.
And I care about having bright colors in my eyeballs so much. And it's crazy if I just have those two things checked off.
You're fine.
Everything else becomes like a lot more simple.
Yeah. It's good to know ourselves.
I think we learned a lot about ourselves since we started this podcast.
100%.
Like, COVID really forced you to, if you were lucky enough to not have an extremely devastating experience and you were just, you know, doing lockdown and whatever, it forced you to like take a hard look at your lifestyle because all you had was that.
You. Yeah. All we had was time.
It was weird.
But I feel so much better.
Yeah. I'm so much more intentional. Yeah. And I'm just like, this shit isn't worth my... It's like the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, full circle.
Okay.
But it's like with Twitter, you're like, is this little fight going to entertain me?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is it going to be worth it? No.
No. And am I going to get too mad about it? There's a good chance of that.
Never look at replies on a single tweet. Like, oh, you will never be happy.
Yeah.
You will never be happy if you look at a single reply on a tweet that even has, like, more than 100 likes. Like, don't.
Because if you're just like, okay, where are you gonna go? What are you going to get from it? Okay, I'm mad that this woman from Nebraska mm-hmm. said that. Anyway, so it's just, it's just like a, just like, not putting up with shit that's just like not worth your time.
Yeah.
And in service of the greater vibe.
The greater vibe is what we're all looking for. Well, thanks for listening. This was super fun.
This is I'll Drop.
This is I'll Drop.
This is a podcast.
We examine the internet and why people are like that on the internet. And dropping means dropping dead, in case you weren't sure about that one, which really really shows you like where our mindset was at in March of 2020.
We were always threatening to drop because we were like, this is gonna kill me, their behavior is gonna kill me.
And
that's how seriously we took it.
We've come so far.
We just like don't give a shit now.
But like the spirit remains.
Yeah. I was actually, okay, this is, I'm about to make a confession. I know that we like are done, but like I'm gonna like confession hour.
Okay, confession hour. We're going for one more hour.
Confession hour. I listened to Chatty Broads yesterday.
Oh, I was expecting something so much more scandalous. Not that I don't care. No,
in a good way.
Yeah.
In a way that I feel safe.
Okay.
That you are having a calm reaction. Because guess who I don't find insufferable anymore?
Becca?
Becca.
Wow.
Oh, shit. It's great.
That's amazing.
And I realized, I think she's grown up a lot, but because she's the same age as me. So she was like 22 and now she's 27. And literally, not fully formed brain. Now your brain is fully formed. But I was realizing like so much of the reason I used to like hate and be obsessed with hating her is like tomorrow I'm cutting all my hair off. I thought that it was cool that she had short hair. And then I thought it was brave how she just like dealt with the fact that she was pregnant. I mean, the video was crazy. Her pregnancy announcement video was so weird.
Old-timey.
A horror video like on YouTube. It was really weird. But like the way she just like made it work and the way, even though it's crazy that she used the pullout method and had two unplanned pregnancies, like the pullout method doesn't work, obviously.
With a guy she met weeks before.
Who also used the pullout method. And she's like, they would never had a problem. And I'm like,
what?
Okay.
22.
Yeah, 22 very. Vibes. But then she had another one. But now she knows that you need contraception, which is growth. Anyway, so I all of that to say that those are still silly decisions. But I admired, like, how she just took that situation and figured it out. And how she just was, like, fully herself. And I used to just, like, watch and be like, oh, so annoying. She's so pretty and annoying. And, like, her style is cool, but she's so annoying. But now I'm just, like, oh, I like admired a lot about her.
Yeah.
She was insufferable and is a lot of times with like how she expresses herself. But I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. Not an amazing podcast. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
But one thing she said on it, that is why I had to make a confession, was that reality TV is, oh no, I was watching, so I listened to her podcast and I watched her on Chelsea Financial Confessions finally. Because I was curious. And they're talking about like why they like reality TV, and Becca's like, I'm just like a little gremlin with no heart, and I just like want, like, you just need something that indulges that side. And I was like,
yeah,
it's kind of true,
because then it's like, what are you gonna do, like take it out on people in your life?
We can be mad at Lisa Barlow. I mean, I'm not mad at her at all. We can be mad at Jen.
Justice for Lisa Barlow.
And talk about it with each other and talk about it on the pod, and then move it's on.
like that time we talked about Selena Gomez for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I went to dinner with friends and I was like, I just talked about Selena Gomez for 2 hours with Maggie. And they were like, how on earth could you talk about Selena Gomez for 2 hours? And I was like, you would be fucking surprised.
How do you not?
To say.
People who don't do this, I'm like, what's going on with you guys?
I know. James is always like,
is it fun?
Yeah. Are you guys good? Try it.
Try getting really into people you don't know.
That's my word of advice.
And trying to figure out why they're... All we're ever doing is like, why are they like that? Why are we like that? Why is everyone like that? I don't know.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah. I think we're good.
Bye.